This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
And Monroe Street Northwest has cleared, so all lanes are open now. No need to avoid the area anymore. We still have that broken down bus. That's what it looks like on southbound 395. This is in the area north of Edsel Road. It's sitting over on the far right side. No flashing lights. Just stay over to the far left side. Traffic rolling a little bit slow as you make your way past this vehicle, but a light volume, so there are no major delays. But traffic, again, running just a little bit sluggish past the scene. A new work zone has popped up on westbound 66 west of Business. This is 234 Sudley Road. All lanes, both shoulders, mobile closures. The WTOP Traffic Center is presented by Window Nation. Buy two windows and get two free. Visit windownation.com. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
Skies turning overcast, and there could be some isolated showers around the area, more scattered in nature for the bulk of the morning rush on your Wednesday. And temperatures will be starting out between 53 and 58 degrees, with highs today 68 to 74 degrees, still on the milder side with a breezy northwesterly wind. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
60 Springfield, 58 Farragut Square, 56 in Laurel. We are down a degree to 60 straight up in our nation's capital, where the time now on WTOP is 3:59.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Have a good Wednesday morning, April 24th. Welcome in. I'm Dean Lane. Coming up this early morning, the Senate passing a $95 billion package to provide aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. The jury on Donald Trump's criminal trial hearing about a scheme to keep negative stories out of the news during his 2016 campaign for president.
Another big step forward is expected this week in the cleanup of Baltimore's downed Key Bridge. I'm Mike Murillo.
We were praying to God for a miracle.
The father of two boys that died after a Virginia fire speaks out. I'm Valerie Bong.
Good morning. Welcome in. 4 o'clock on WTOP.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz. More students on more college campuses are protesting Israel's war on Gaza near the campus of Columbia University in New York. Columbia told students that if it hadn't reached an agreement with protesters by midnight, it will have to, quote, consider alternative options for clearing a protest site. That deadline has been extended. CBS's Nancy Chen says police, however, did clear out a protest at NYU.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams said students who protest peacefully are not the problem.
We can't have outside agitators come in and be destructive to our city. There was something wanted to happen at that protest at NYU that police officers didn't respond to.
From coast to coast, campus to campus, protests are growing louder in solidarity.
On Capitol Hill, overwhelming approval of aid for American allies.
The U.S. Senate passes a $61 billion aid package for Ukraine, along with $26 billion for Israel.
On this vote, the yeas are 79, the nays are 18.
It comes days after the House approved $95 billion in foreign aid in the form of four individual bills. The legislation includes a measure that would force the sale of TikTok within a year or ban the app in the U.S. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Almost a dozen more couples have sued the Ovation Fertility Clinic in California, accusing it of implanting embryos that staff knew were already dead. Bennett Hardy and his wife were clients.
We came to these facilities hoping for the best care and the best medical practices, and to have this happen is unacceptable.
There are signs of life again from Voyager 1, a spacecraft that left Earth in 1977.
And we have liftoff.
We're on a journey to the edge of the bubble the sun creates around itself. Outside is interstellar space.
Lead scientist Ed Stone: in November, Voyager stopped sending information back to NASA. After a computer chip fix, it's back in business. An American tourist is in jail in the Caribbean island nation of Turks and Caicos because ammunition was found in his luggage. Details from CBS's Chris Van Cleef.
A tearful reunion at the Oklahoma City airport was not the way Valerie Watson thought her Turks and Caicos vacation would end.
Just getting to hold them again. It just filled my mama heart.
She's home, but her husband and father of two, Ryan, is in jail on the islands, facing a potential mandatory minimum sentence of 12 years behind bars.
This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
Remodeling for how you live today. Hear our clients of Sun Design sharing how thoughtful design-build solutions have better connected their family and friends.
The other aspect that, again, Sun Design was very creative with was before the construction was done, it was a little bit dark in here. There weren't quite as many windows, so things like increasing the window space on both sides, as well as putting the see-through fireplace in, brought in a lot more light. And I can tell you that that fireplace alone generates tons of comments from friends, and it does have a big impact on just the feel of the place overall.
All of our children love it. Our daughter loves it. She's into interior design, so she thinks it's fabulous. I think they call it bougie. Our house is bougie.
Join Sun Design at their virtual remodeled home tour event on May 2nd. Learn how your neighbors are modifying their homes for a better quality of life. Register at sundesigninc.com. That's sundesigninc.com.
WTOP at 4:04. Good Wednesday morning, April 24th, 2024. Welcome in. Partly to mostly cloudy. Might see a spotty shower till daybreak. Breezy, gusty winds, 68 to 74 the high. We're at 60 straight up in Washington right now. Good morning to you. I'm Dean Langby. Thank you for taking us along for your early 4 a.m. hour ride. Topping the stories we're following for you this Wednesday morning midweek. Tuesday actually marked 4 weeks, 1 month, since the deadly collapse of the Baltimore's Key Bridge. And amid the cleanup, WTOP's Mike Murillo says this morning, the lifting of a 560-ton piece of wreckage this week will mean an important milestone will most likely be met by week's end.
4 weeks ago.
Something that was a crown jewel for our city and our state and for our nation collapsed into the Patapsco River.
And the around-the-clock work continues to clear the wreckage of the bridge so the important port can fully reopen, says Maryland Governor Wes Moore. And this week,
Unified Command began laying out buoys and lights to mark the fourth temporary channel with a controlling depth of 35 feet.
The goal is to have that open by week's end. Then after 4 days of it being open, Coast Guard Rear Admiral Shannon Gilrey says that new channel will be closed for about 10 days.
That will allow us to safely conduct the rigging we need to do on board that large piece of the bridge that's still on board the bow of the Dolly.
So the ship can be moved. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
Now, from the cars that you shop for to the cardboard packaging your Amazon deliveries come in, lots of things we use every day come through the Port of Baltimore. In a WTOP exclusive this Wednesday morning, the Port Administrator explains to WTOP's own Kate Ryan this morning how we might be feeling some supply chain and price pinches. It all depends, they say, on how long it takes, of course, to get shipping traffic back up to what is defined as normal.
The Port of Baltimore had a record year in a number of categories in 2023.
For certain types of cargo, the roll-on, roll-off, the automobiles, we're number one.
That's Jonathan Daniels, Executive Director of the Maryland Port Administration.
We're also number one for sugar with the Domino facility right across the harbor. We're number one for gypsum for the construction industry.
The collapse of the Key Bridge nearly a month ago meant other ports have taken on some of that traffic, and that could mean delays in deliveries and possible increases in prices because of shipping detours until the port is fully open. But officials say it won't mean a major break in the supply chain. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Meantime, word this morning there's more help coming for local businesses that have been so hard hit by the Key Bridge collapse. Applications are open, we're told, for two additional economic relief programs now. One program is offering small business grants of up to $50,000 and no interest loans of up to $500,000. Another set to provide $15 million in grants to businesses that have had operations impacted or shipments disrupted at the Port of Baltimore. Maryland's Governor Wes Moore created the programs through an executive order you may remember that was signed earlier this month, April 5th, but we're told now it just now is taking effect. WTOP at 4:07. A family in Fairfax is going through the unimaginable after they lost their two young boys following a devastating house fire. The dad of the children speaks this morning with WTOP about the outpouring of community support.
3-year-old Zachariah and 6-year-old William died at Children's National Hospital 4 days after a fire destroyed their Fairfax home. Their father, Jamie Bryce, said it's been incredible to hear memories about the boys.
To see how they've impacted the school, how they've impacted the county, how they've impacted the community, we're like, oh my goodness.
Jamie said both of the boys' hearts were able to be donated. He said if they didn't have their faith and their church,
our mental health would not be in a good spot.
A GoFundMe set up through the family has raised almost $250,000. Valerie Bonk, WTOP News.
Good morning. Welcome into WTOP. Glad you're starting your day with us. Wednesday morning, April 24th, and the time is 4:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8s, and when it breaks, good early Wednesday morning. Ken Berger with us in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thank you, Dean. Good morning, everyone. Traffic around the area running at a free and steady pace. It looks like those work zones are causing trouble in the overnight hours the last couple of nights and before even or have been cleared. This includes the out loop south of the Georgetown Pike to the toll road. Taking a look at those areas, not seeing any road, any cones out. It looks like all lanes are open. Likewise, on the inner loop, all the lanes appear to be open north of the toll road heading out past the Georgetown Pike. And certainly not seeing any delays with a light volume of traffic in that portion of the Beltway. And then once you cross over the Potomac River into Montgomery County, we do have the roadwork reported still. This is between the American Legion Bridge and Maryland 190 River Road. The schedule 2 left lane's blocked. The outer loop, you've got roadwork scheduled, they tell us, in the right lane right at Cabin John Parkway, but not seeing any delays up in Montgomery County. Nothing going on in Prince George's County on the Beltway. All lanes are open. We do have remnants of that accident, though, on eastbound 50 right at Crane Highway. The right slowdown lane, the deceleration lane remains blocked, but traffic getting by in the left lanes without any kind of difficulty. In Virginia, the work on northbound 95 between Dale Boulevard and the Prince William Parkway has cleared. All lanes are now open with no major delays coming north of Fredericksburg to Springfield. If you're looking for carefree ownership of a new car, check out Fitzgerald Hyundai and the Hyundai Tucson. With 3 years free maintenance, go to fitzmall.com for the no-haggle, no-hassle price. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
Skies turning overcast, and there could be some isolated showers around the area, more scattered in nature for the bulk of the morning rush on your Wednesday. And temperatures will be starting out between 53 and 58 degrees, with highs today 68 to 74 degrees, still on the milder side with a breezy northwesterly wind. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Right now, you're waking up to 57 degrees, Tyson's Corner, 58, Waldorf, 60, L'Enfant Plaza. We are down a degree to 59 again in our nation's capital, where the time now on WTOP is 4:10. Brought to you this morning, by the way, by Long Fence. Save 25% on Long Fence decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest financing. Terms and conditions do apply. Check them out. Go to longfence.com. We do bring you money news at 10 and 40 past each hour on WTOP. We check in right now this early morning with Jeff Claybaugh.
Gourmet market Foxtrot, which went from one store to nearly a dozen around D.C., has abruptly closed all of its stores. Spotify added audiobooks last year. It says 25% of subscribers with access are listening. Oprah Winfrey and Dwayne Johnson's pledge of $10 million for Maui fire victims swelled to $60 million from Hollywood donations. The Dow gained 264 points in Tuesday's session. The NASDAQ rallied 1.5%. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Asian stocks higher across the board. They have been this entire overnight early morning. The Shanghai was up by 23 points. The Hang Seng is up 338 points. The Kospi is up 53 points. And the Nikkei is up 908. Good morning. Glad you're with us. 4:11 on WTOP. Campaign 2024, we are on the campaign trail in depth. Next, stay with us.
Okay, I'm ready to record my jewelry store's new radio spot. I got a great script that really goes after Diamonds Direct and how they're nothing special and how we can match their price. Great stuff.
Oh, great. We have this new technology that bleeps out any false claims, so it saves us time with editing. So you can start anytime.
Okay, here goes. When you visit our jewelry store, we'll guarantee direct. Our diamonds come straight, we have cutters, and... Hey, what the...
hard truth is that other jewelry stores simply can't do what Diamonds Direct can. Diamonds Direct has special relationships with De Beers, international connections, and virtually unlimited buying power. The result is true direct importer pricing, exceptional quality, and up to 30 times the diamond selection you find at other stores.
I can't believe this thing won't let me say...
Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion. Get more truth at DiamondsDirect.com.
Good morning.
You're with WTOP, Van Deen Lane.
For home digging projects, there's do-it-yourself. Or hire it out. Either way, it's crucial to contact Miss Utility before digging to prevent costly and dangerous utility strikes in your yard. So for tree planting, gardening, fence and mailbox installation, and more, whether it's you or your contractor, confirm that whoever is digging visits missutility.net or calls 811. Before you dig, every dig, it's the law.
This is Dave Doldine from the Traffic Center. If you're like me, you spent a lot of time at home over the winter, and I couldn't stop agonizing over the cracked, peeling paint on the ceilings. Enough. It's time for quality painting from Serta Pro Painters. You can trust them to get the job done right because they take pride in what they do. Each Serta Pro Painters business is independently owned and operated by men and women who live right here. Schedule your free estimate online at SertaPro.com. That's Serta with a C. When choosing a painting professional, the choice is simple. Choose happy. Choose Serta Pro Painters.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. If you're just joining us, breezy at times, winds gusting part of the day on and off, about 20 to 30 miles per hour. Veronica says the high today will be on this Wednesday, 68 to 74. You're waking up this early morning to 59 degrees in our nation's capital, where the time now is 4:14. Good morning to you. I'm Dean Lane. Welcome in.
This is WTOP News.
Campaign 2024 on WTOP Wednesday morning. The share of voters these days who say they have high interest in this year's election has apparently hit an all-time low for this same point in any presidential race. That's coming this week from a new NBC News poll, with majorities holding negative views right now on both sides of the aisle for President Biden and former President Trump. This morning, NBC senior political editor Mark Murray joins WTOP's own Dimitri Sotis to take a deep dive into these numbers that we're looking at.
It is a potential signal for lower turnout, and again, this is just one gauge, and our poll has been asking this question going back to the 2008 cycle, and this is the lowest share of a high interest that we have seen since that election cycle. And what's also notable is that it's not the first time this cycle where we've actually seen this kind of low level of high interest. We saw it in our previous poll back in January and even in late of 2023, and it does kind of add a sense that turnout could end up being lower in 2024 than it was 4 years ago. And that could actually end up scrambling a presidential contest that the rematch between President Biden and former President Donald Trump, that if you end up having a lower turnout, that could end up producing a potentially different result 6 months from now in November.
You use an expression like scrambling. Does it suggest that the incumbent could be in trouble if fewer people come out, or do we not know?
So there are two different thoughts. The one is that yes, the incumbent could, the Democrats could end up being at a disadvantage. And our poll ends up showing that Republicans have a higher level of interest overall at 70% than Democratic respondents do at 65%. But there's another thinking that Democrats who've done very well in kind of low turnout special elections across the country, did better than expected in the midterm elections, could actually be the ones who would do better in a low turnout election. And our poll shows that a lot of Donald Trump support comes from voters who did not participate in the 2020 presidential election or the 2022 midterm. So I do think it's a potential jump ball, but it is one of the big factors that we have to go into with eyes wide open, that turnout probably will be lower than what we ended up seeing in 2020.
In several public polls that have been out, President Biden has been closing the gap with Donald Trump. Is that the case here as well?
Absolutely. Our poll back in January had Donald Trump with a 5-point lead over Joe Biden within the poll's margin of error. This time around, Donald Trump's lead has been trimmed to 2 points. And that's consistent with a lot of other polling that we've seen. And it's important to note the context over the last few months, where you end up having President Biden's State of the Union address, big campaign blitz, the fact that President Biden has been on the campaign trail more in the last few weeks than Donald Trump, who's been saddled with that trial in Manhattan, as well as the other legal challenges that he has.
You mentioned a jump ball earlier. I might be introducing one more here, Mark. What about the effect of a third party guy like RFK Jr.?
This was a little bit of a surprise in our poll. Our poll ended up finding that Donald Trump's 2-point lead in a head-to-head matchup turned into a 2 2-point lead for Joe Biden when you ended up expanding the ballot to multiple candidates, including RFK Jr. And our poll showed within the margin of error that there were more Republicans and more Trump voters who were supporting RFK in a expanded ballot than Joe Biden voters. And again, this is just one poll we'll need to watch over the next 6 months or so. But a lot of the conventional wisdom has been that the larger the third party vote and RFK Jr. would end up hurting the Democrats. But our poll shows it could be the opposite. But we have to wait and see what other surveys and, of course, what happens on election night.
Campaign 2024 Wednesday morning here on WTOP. That's NBC senior political editor Mark Murray talking with our Dimitri Sotis. Quick look at the top stories we're following for you on WTOP Wednesday morning. The U.S. Senate now approving new money and arms for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. That bill now heads to the president's desk for his signature. And here at home, Maryland's governor offers a fresh update now on cleanup and salvage efforts at the Key Bridge disaster site. There could be a major development for the Port of Baltimore later this week. More in just minutes. You are listening to 103.5 FM at WTOP.com.
Stay up to date with WTOP News and 7 News First Alert Weather.
Good Wednesday morning, midweek, April 24th. Glad you're starting your early morning with us here at WTOP. Time now is 4:18. Traffic and weather on the 8s, and when it breaks, good morning to Ken Berger in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thank you, Dean. As usual, this time of the overnight, we're getting to see some of the work zones end, including the some barrier operations eastbound 66 after Spout Run Parkway. That has just been cleared. And it also looks like the work zone on the westbound side around the Roslyn Tunnel is in the clearing stages. On eastbound 66 around the Business 234 Sudley Road in Manassas, that road work is also clear, so all lanes are now open. And that was on the westbound side. And there's still some lanes closed here and there on 66 in either direction, but nothing causing any major delays. On northbound 395 between Edsel Road and the Little River Turnpike, we have the left lane blocked with alternating closures of the two left lanes near King Street. On the southbound side of 395 near Edsel Road, we still have what looks like a bus sitting on the far right side, so stay over to the far left. Traffic rolling just a little bit slow past this bus. However, light enough IMA traffic, so there's no major delay. Nutley Street had some road work around 66 on the left side. That has been cleared, so all lanes are now open. And road work is ending in Virginia on 95, including northbound between Dale Boulevard and the Prince William Parkway. That road work cleared out of the two left lanes. On the southbound side, the road work along the left side south of 123 is still there. And Loudoun County had some road work on the Leesburg Pike, Virginia 7, west of Percival, just west of the Berlin Turnpike, Virginia 287. That road work, the maintenance activity has been cleared, so all lanes are now open in Loudoun County. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
Coming right up after traffic and weather this morning.
You'll soon need this to register a car in Virginia. I'm Neil Augenstein.
Checking the next weather maker. Expect a little bit of rain here for your morning hours. Isolated showers early, more scattered in nature for the bulk of the morning rush. And temperatures starting out between 53 and 58 degrees this morning, reaching into the upper 60s to mid 70s for the afternoon. Not bad at all. Northwesterly wind with gusts 20 to 30 miles per hour. So that rain lasting mainly the morning rush, with skies turning partly sunny. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
58 to Pond Circle. You're waking up to 55 degrees. Germantown, 4 a.m. hour. Wednesday morning, midweek, April 24th. It's 59 as well this morning at Annandale. We're at 59 and holding in our nation's capital. Brought to you this 4 a.m. hour on WTOP this morning by Gutter Helmet. Say goodbye to gutter cleaning forever with Gutter Helmet by Lednor Home Solutions. 888-5-HELMET. That's Gutter Helmet, 888-5-HELMET. Check them out. WTOP at 421.
When it comes to substance use disorder, there is no one-size-fits-all solution. Every patient has their own journey, and at Alpus Wellness, we understand that. Alpus Wellness is an evidence-driven, holistic treatment facility that offers multiple paths to recovery. We work with most major insurance companies. It's time. Visit us at alpuswellnesscenters.org to learn more, or call us at 866-862-5727. Alpus Wellness. Unparalleled treatment, lasting recovery.
At WTOP, our listeners matter.
I love WTOP because I can get all my news, weather, traffic, what routes to avoid on my way into work so I don't get delayed.
WTOP, Washington's top news.
Hey, have you heard the Virginia Lottery has a new Willy Wonka golden ticket scratcher that has a top prize of $100,000?
Tell that to my automated golden ticket scratcher apparatus. You simply put the ticket in here, and the machine scratches it for you. And while we wait, we can play the Willy Wonka golden ticket online game with a top prize of $1 million. Just visit VALottery.com or use the lottery app.
That's one impressive scratcher apparatus.
Use it whenever. What's mine is yours. But hands off the scratcher. That Willy Wonka golden ticket is all mine.
59 degrees in our nation's capital. Good Wednesday morning, April 24th. Glad you're with us here at WTOP. Welcome in. It's 4:22 in the morning.
You're listening to WTOP News.
Become a fairly common summer occurrence these days in the DMV. We're in for another major shutdown scheduled on Metro, and it's parts of the Red Line this time around, with several stations, we're told, will be closed pretty much all summer. Shuttle buses are said to replace rail service between Silver Spring and downtown D.C. from June 1st to the end of August 31st. The buses will run for free, and some will have limited stops to connect you directly, we're told, from Silver Spring to the nation's capital. Four Red Line stations will be closed the entire time. Glenmont, Wheaton, Forest Glen, and Silver Spring. The Tacoma station will be closed for most of June. Metro maintenance is being paired with Purple Line construction in Silver Spring this summer. Get all the details a click away at WTOP.com. Something, heads up from WTOP that you might not be aware of. Virginia drivers have not been required to have car insurance. WTOP's Neil Augenstein tells us that's the changes.
Since 1958, drivers in Virginia could register an uninsured vehicle by paying a fee. At the moment, it's $500. But as of July 1st, all drivers in the Commonwealth will have to buy and have proof of liability insurance. The bill was passed last year and takes effect this summer. And next summer, the liability minimums will be going up. As it stands, drivers who have insurance generally have to pay for their own damages if they're hit by an uninsured driver. New Hampshire will now be the only state not requiring insurance. Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
They are marketed as a lower-priced alternative to payday loans, but some popular apps may be a lot more expensive than they actually seen.
Earned wage access apps are marketed as a way to help cash-strapped people get money between paydays. Supporters say they can help those who live paycheck to paycheck, often those making $50,000 a year or less, balance their budget. However, many consumer advocates say the fees involved make the apps not much different from payday loans. Congress is looking into a bill to regulate the apps, and some states have already taken steps to limit the fees. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
To the world of entertainment Wednesday morning on WTOP, a former TV star we hear is slamming the movie business.
Jerry Seinfeld may be known for his show about nothing and decades of stand-up comedy.
State flag of Florida should be just a steering wheel with a hat and two knuckles on it.
But next month, he's making his directorial debut on a comedy about the making of Pop-Tarts called Unfrosted.
I believe we have split the atom of breakfast.